Eamon Flynn shares a story of what he missed from home during the pandemic. Is streaming music good or bad? What does buy local mean anyway? And how treating people with loyalty, kindness, and respect can heal open wounds. We'll talk about two new CDs for this CD release party on Pub Songs and Stories, show number 249. Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. This is the virtual public house for musicians to share the stories and inspiration behind their music with your host, Mark Gunn. Subscribe to the podcast at pubsong.com. Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn, and today's show, before we get started, today's show is brought to you by my Gun Runners on Patreon. I want to thank my superheroes, Nat Higgins, CJ Taylor, Sarah Crockett, Bill Mandeville, William McCassick, Carol Burrill, Kathleen and Luke Miller, Laura May Sorkin, and Eric Ray. Thank you all so much for supporting my music and this podcast. I really appreciate it. You can sign up for as little as $5 per month, and you're going to get some free music. You get this podcast and lots more other podcasts. There's a lot of content that comes down the stream there. Plus, I'm going to give everyone in 2022 a free sticker when you sign up. So drop me a line. Sign up. Follow the link in the show notes. So today is a CD release party. That's the idea. I'm going to try to make this a little bit more of a party time. Woohoo! That's because today is the official release of my 24th solo studio album. The album is called Selkuth. Selkuth means when everything is strange and different, yet you find it marvelous anyway. And I feel like that is a perfect representation of my album. And I'm so excited to share it with you. In fact, I did a live streaming listening party on Friday on Facebook, and I'm doing another one today at 1 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesday, I'm going to play some songs from the album live on YouTube. Then on Thursday, that's the official online CD release party for Selkuth. It's happening on Bandcamp, and it is a free concert, and there will be a giveaway. So please plan on joining me on Thursday, February 17th. If you have the album or you streamed it already, I would love to know what you think of Selkuth or what's your favorite track on the album. Make sure you hashtag it with Selkuth when you post on social media and tag me. And what are you doing today while listening to Pub Songs and Stories? I'd love your thoughts and feedback, so take a picture of yourself or where you are or what one of these stories reminds you of. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag PubStories so I can find it and share your story. All right, I'm going to play a little bit of music, and we'll be back with some thoughts about a playlist I have and what's up with Spotify and other streaming services. This is Wee Banjo 3 with Winds from Roots to Rise. We'll be right back. I started a new playlist called Irish and Celtic Music Best of 2022. And this is a playlist I made in conjunction with the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. It features the best music of 2021. At the end of the year, I posted all that. But every week, I'm adding new music. And so some of the music I'm going to share with you, like We Banjo 3, they were a recent addition. But I've also added Jerry O'Connor, the Canny Brothers, the McDades. So there's lots of great music that I want you to check out. What's up with streaming music? The Gothard Sisters responded to a question in their mailing list about streaming music sites. And the question was basically, is streaming music good or bad? So back in 2018, I answered that question on my Celt Father podcast. The episode was titled, Yes, Please Listen to Spotify. So you know where I'm going with this. But that was 4 years ago. And I thought I'd address it for 2022. And let's start by looking behind the streams. First, does Spotify pay artists? And technically, yes, they do. I think all the streaming services, most of them at least, pay something to the artists. Spotify, I think, is about half a cent for every stream that lasts at least 30 seconds. That's what I've heard. Personally, I get about 2,500 listens per month. So that's about a whopping $12. During Christmas, that might go up to as much as 11,000 streams. So $55? Woohoo! It's not much. But does it upset me that I get paid so little? And the answer is no. I love streaming. I love it because it's a brilliant music discovery tool. If I hear about a new band, I will go there and listen to their top tracks. I'll check to see if they have music that would work for the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. I listen because it's quick and easy, and I don't always have my computer on hand. So this lets me find and enjoy new music with minimal effort. As long as I realize that I'm not going to get paid, I'm all good. Plus, there's always the hope that, you know, one of the tracks will be added to a playlist. Perhaps that playlist will be followed by others. Next thing you know, a song gets super popular. Thus far, it's only happened with my Christmas music, which is why I get, you know, 11,000 streams. But it's a starting point, right? So how do I and other musicians make money? That's the big question. For me, it starts with education. And that's the reason for 15, 16, 17 years, I've been telling people during the episodes like this and the Irish and Celtic Music podcast to support the artists. Because if you find an artist that you love, buy their stuff. CDs are still great mementos, even if you don't listen. Shirts are great for showing others how much you love the artist's music. I'm starting to offer lapel pins to go with various albums as a small artistic alternative and to show your colors. And you can support the artist by tipping them. Spotify, I know, had a tipping function on their website. They added that a while back. All of your tips go straight to me. So I've heard of a few fans who are like killing it just through this method. And Bandcamp makes tipping easy as well. I have like my live streaming CD release party scheduled for Thursday, February 17th. And since it's a CD release, I decided the show will be free. But you can choose to pay any amount for the show. In fact, I think if you even do like minimum of like $1, you will get notified when the show goes live. So, you know, but any amount is great, you know, $5, $10, $50, $100. You can also buy a CD or a lapel pen while you're watching the show. And of course, I am also a member of a few Patreon pages like the Gothard Sisters because I want to help them keep making new music. They're fantastic. And the last thing I wanted to say was the third item in the Gothard Sisters newsletter, which was titled, What We're Doing, A Rising Tide. I love this. They wrote, one of the things I love about creating playlists on streaming services is that we can include some of our other favorite Celtic folk and world musicians along with our own music. Every person who streams the playlist then discovers new artists that they may not have found otherwise. We absolutely love being able to promote the artists this way. And like I said, I love this. This is one of the reasons I publish Pub Songs and Stories and share the music of others and the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. I get to help musicians be heard. I still remember, you know, trying to get my music on Thistle and Shamrock years and years ago. And I sent them to them, contacted them over and over again. I never got a response. It's never been played to my knowledge. But I can have this podcast. I can also do that with my own playlists. And I have dozens of playlists, mostly Celtic-based. Some are like Firefly or Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, or even Cats. And you'll hear a lot of my music in those, but you'll also find music from other bands that I love. And you can find most of my playlists through a link in the show notes. I'm really excited about the Best of 22 playlists. So if you haven't done so, go follow those playlists, because those are going to make a big difference in the future. I feel it in my bones. So I like that I get to update it every week. And it's been really cool getting votes in for it. And, you know, I'm not just picking the songs. These are songs that are voted on by fans of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. And it's really cool. All right, upcoming shows. February 17th is the CD release party on Bandcamp at 7:30 p.m. The Lost Druid is on February 19th. That is a CD release party. February 25th is Iron Shield Brewing CD release party. March 2nd, I'm doing another Coffee with the Kilt Father. That's going to be hopefully more Irish-based songs. You'll join me for that. And then I'm doing a St. Patrick's Day live stream with the Dragon Con Filp track on March 10th. So you'll find my complete calendar on my website at markgun.com. All right, let's have some music from Jerry O'Connor, another artist added to the Best of 2022 playlist. This is The Old Dash Churn from his album Last Night's Joy. Thank you. on to the story of life in Dublin. Eamon Flynn was born into a musical family in Dublin, Ireland. He came to prominence playing Hammond organ and piano on the soundtrack for the movie The Commitments. I don't know if you've seen that movie, but I absolutely love it. It's just a brilliant film. Go check it. It gives you a nice slice of Dublin in itself. It's basically this guy who says he wants to start a band, and he's not really a musician. He's just wanting to create his own band, and he becomes the manager and he finds the players. And Glenn Hansard, who was in the musical and the movie Once, another fantastic film, and he also plays with the band The Frames, but mostly does some stuff solo now. And he is in the film as an early guitarist for the band. But this guy, he puts together this R&B cover band. And it's just fantastic. Just got some great music. Any case, Eamon Flynn has a brand new album coming out on February 25th. And today he's debuting one of the songs for the album, along with a story about life in Dublin, particularly during the pandemic. Eamon sent me this track and I absolutely loved it so much. I was like, well, if you have any stories to tell, let me know. And he said he had a CD coming out on February 25th. I thought, hey, we can do a joint CD release party. Woohoo! So without any further ado, this is Eamon Flynn telling you his story.
Hello there. How's it going? This is Eamon Flynn here. I want to tell you about a song of mine called Bolle Ah Clear, which is from a new album I got coming out on February 25th called Anywhere But Home. And Bolle Ah Clear, for the uninitiated out there, is quite simply the Irish name for Dublin. So Bolle Ah Clear, it just means Dublin. And I'm originally from Dublin. I now live in San Francisco. I've been living in San Francisco for a good, 25 years or so. And I wrote this song, like most of the songs on my new album, in the very early stages of the pandemic, when travel back to Ireland was pretty much impossible. So I was stuck in San Francisco, which is not a bad place to be stuck, has to be said. But I missed everybody back home, and I was worried about people, you know, like we didn't know what was going on with this pandemic, and like we didn't know what was going to happen. So I was thinking, my thoughts were with friends and family back home in Dublin and in Ireland. So this particular song I wrote about, I suppose, one of those kind of idyllic, rare but idyllic sunny days in Dublin when the sun is shining brightly, skin is being exposed to the rays of the sun that hasn't seen those rays for many, many a year, starting to slowly turn from pale white to lobster pink. And people are feeling good. You might be hanging out in Stephen's Green. I talk about Stephen's Green, sitting on a bench in Stephen's Green and reading a book, maybe feeding the ducks and stopping and saying hello and having a chat with some people. And then later on, taking a walk down Grafton Street. Maybe there's a busker or a few buskers playing music. And I talk about the statue of Phil Lynott and the statue of Molly Malone. And later on, as day turns to night, going for a few scoops in maybe McDade's or Kyo's or one of the pubs just off Grafton Street there. And just having a crack with friends and hanging out and feeling good. And at the time, you know, like being in San Francisco, I couldn't do this. Like I couldn't get back home. But even for people in Dublin, they couldn't do it either, because we had they had a lockdown going on there. So none of us could do it. So it was equally, you know, impossible for everybody. So when it came time to record this song, I called on some really good friends of mine, John Doyle on guitar. Mike McGoldrick plays Bowron and percussion and Illan pipes. And we kind of gave it a little bit of a, just because of the sunny aspect that we're talking about with Dublin, we gave it a bit of a Cuban feel almost, you know. It's like introduce some kind of different rhythms into it just to kind of mix up the groove a little bit. So I hope you like it. This is and there's a little, you know, the catch phrase or the little tag in this is, I think of it as almost like a magical incantation that if you say it, if you close your eyes and you say it, it'll take you, transport you to Dublin on a sunny day. So the little tag, the catchphrase is Balia, 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 Ah, Clea, Balia, 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 Ah, Clea. So I hope you enjoy it. Cheers. Air. Summer's here and the weather's fair. There's pretty girls with their legs all bare and white as a field of snow. Sit on the bench, take a look, bring some bread and feed the ducks. Whistle a tune or read a book or stop and say hello. Go strolling, taking a walk around Dublin. The sun goes down. Take a walk down Grafton Street. You never know who you might meet. Stop for a pint and act dates or kills. I'll meet you at the statue of Philo. There's a fiddle player playing gypsy tunes. And Molly Malone with a big bazooms. What a way to spend the afternoon in Dublin, don't you know? Time, I'll be back. There's jokes to tell and points to attack and girls with sunburnt arms. It's only sunny twice a year, but when it comes, I wanna be here to see new friends, drink lots of beer. Sure, we're not doing any harm. It's golden. Thank you.
Support what you love. The musicians on this podcast are happy to share their music freely with you. You can find their music on streaming music sites, but streaming is a way to sample the music. If you hear something you love, the artists need your support. Please visit their website, sign up to their mailing list, or buy something. You could buy digital downloads, shirts, stickers, pens, songbooks, jewelry, even the classic CD, and your purchase allows us to keep making music. And if you're not into the physical stuff, many artists accept tips or are on Patreon, so please support the arts. And check out their website. You'll find links to all the artists in the show at pubsong.com, show number 249. If this show made you happy, you can also join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. Your support pays for the production and promotion of my music and this podcast. If you have questions or comments, drop me an email and you can save 15% with an annual membership. Story of going local. Now, before I share my story, I want to do something new. I was living in Austin when I first heard the term buy local. And over the years, that phrase has meant a bit more to me. And that's because our world has grown. The internet, with all of its opportunities for us to share, have made it less personal. I was reading about the demise of local news, and as much as I hated holding on to physical newspapers, I realized we need local news because it connects us with our community. I remember when my family in East Texas, they had this window that had this perfect view of the street. They lived out in the country, and my uncle would shout out to my grandma, "Jerry just drove by. I wonder where he's going." Something. They're always shouting out and sharing these what was happening with their community. And at the time, I thought it was just, you know, quaint and odd. But again, they lived out in the country. And this was one of his ways of connecting with the community. I realize that now. And I want to do the same. I want to share and promote my local community. Now, of course, local and community can have different meanings than the obvious one. But today, I want to promote my first regular venue here in the Atlanta area, the Lost Druid Brewery. I love this place. Not only did they come up with the phrase sci-fi-ish music, which I'm ever grateful for, but they also did a lot for getting me started in the Atlanta area. If you look at my calendar for the next few months, it is packed with gigs. And I haven't even booked a whole bunch with the Lost Druid yet. I finally sat down with the owners, Stacia and Rob, the brewmaster, with a recorder to talk about the Lost Druid and to share my love for this local community brewery.
I find it interesting that where we've built here in Avondale Estates is that we have a very diverse community around us. Not only are our beers diverse and all the different styles that we offer, but the folks that come in here are very diverse, and they range in terms of age, types of jobs that they hold, family lifestyles. It's really a great mix of people and community that I think reflects the community around us as well as the community that people feel when they come here. So I think that it's an interesting kind of, if I was a sociologist, I would love to just kind of write a story around what I see on a daily or weekly basis in terms of the folks that come in here and the relationships that we've built with them. We've built a great following. A lot of folks we know by name. They know us by name. They know the staff by name. We get to know them a little bit about their personal lives. And it creates kind of an extended family for us as well. And I think that's a great thing that we've been able to accomplish here.
We've actually had families, some of the older Avondale crowd that is in here that, you know, now has children that are probably into their late 20s and 30s and have their own kids. We've had a number of situations where those Avondale residents have come in and been really excited and want to, you know, like call out to us, "Hi Rob, hi Stacia," and introduce us to their family because they brought them in and have been telling them stories about how much they enjoy the place.
You can find more about The Lost Druid on their website at thelostdruid.com, and you can see me perform there Saturday, February 19th, 2022. And stay tuned for more of these features I'm going to do of The Lost Druid and others in my local community in episodes to come. I'm really excited about finding these little bits to share with you. Now we're on to the story of breathing. My favorite episode of Firefly is Out of Gas. In the episode, the crew is taking their time getting to the planet Greenleaf, the third planet in the Red Sun system. I learned a little bit about Firefly geography. Yeah, I looked that up for the heck of it. And as they're out in the black, a compression coil blows out, which knocks out life support. The crew decides to board the two shuttles and try to get help. I love the episode because it offers a lot of character development. We see scenes from when Malcolm and Zoe first buy the ship. We learn about the sexual appetite of Kaylee. We discover the moment that Inara rents the shuttle from Mal. We learn that Zoe didn't like Wash when they first met, and how Jane is lured to switch sides during a heist. It's a massive backstory episode. It's fantastic. You can hear more about it and a detailed synopsis in the 8th episode of the Endiverse podcast. Mikey Mason and I share our themes that inspired us while watching the episode. And one of those themes became my song, Breathing. There's a great line in the episode at the beginning during one of Malcolm's flashbacks. "Treat her properly. She'll be with you for the rest of your life," says the man trying to sell Malcolm a spaceship. On the surface, the song is about treating people with loyalty, kindness, and respect. But there's a bigger story that I added to it. It's about a couple who's having a difficult time. They're having, much like the broken engine in the show, they're having problems. But with love, patience, loyalty, and of course, breathing, meditation, or just taking a moment, they are able to pull through. And meditation in particular has helped me a lot over the years. It was a period I was getting overwhelmed all the time. And what helped me when I was having trouble focusing, and still does, and pulling things together, is just to keep breathing. It relaxes me. It makes me feel stronger. And my hope is, with this song, is that next time you're feeling a little stressed, that you too will take a deep breath and sing along and just keep breathing. This is from my new CD, which is now online. It is called Selkuth. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back again next week. But first, next time, actually, it's not next week, 2 weeks, Liesl Wilson rediscovers her Welsh heritage with Welsh tunes and a story. And I'm going to share with you the famous Scottish song, Loch Lomond. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back soon. Sláinte.
You want to keep breathing, don't you? Breathing in and out. Gotta remember the reason, won't you? The reason you take her out. Treat her properly. She'll be with you the rest of your days. But it all starts with breathing deeply. Breathing in and out. What was to what our life could be. That's where I found so much freedom and a little serenity. An explosion knocked us to the ground, but we got back on our feet. Turn back the clock to remember why and what our life could be. You wanna keep breathing, don't you? Breathing in and out. Gotta remember the reason, won't you? The reason you take her out. Treat her properly. She'll be with you the rest of your days. But it all starts with breathing deeply. Breathing. Face life's challenges with a little bit of prayer. Others turn, face it head on, that's how they take in air. Sometimes it's sad to face what's true and try a different tack. We gotta keep on breathing, there ain't no turning back. Wanna keep breathing, don't you? Breathing in and out. Gotta remember the reason, won't you? The reason you take her out. Treat her properly. She'll be with you the rest of your days. But it all starts with breathing deeply. Breathing in and out. Thank you.
Support what you love. If this show made you happy, then join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. Your support pays for the production and promotion of my music and this podcast. If you have questions or comments, drop me an email at mark@markgunn.com. Pup Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can subscribe and listen wherever you find podcasts. You can also subscribe to my mailing list. You will get regular updates of new music, podcasts, special offers, and you'll get 21 songs for free. Welcome to the pub at pubsong.com.